Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, I guess, from all around the world. Those of you on the radio, we do welcome you. And you may participate as well simply by pressing the number one on your handset. And at this time, without any further ado, we present and introduce to you the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into a billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio, the international ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Jansen.
God bless all of you this morning. This is the Chief Ambassador Bernard Jansen. I want to just thank you for such a great introduction, Ms. Hagen, and for all of you being here this morning. We are aware that we have leaders all over the world on this line, and we do approach you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. God bless all of you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I always approach you with fear and trembling, giving you the proper reverence, the reverence that you deserve. You're the only true and living God. We do love you. Thank you for Jesus going to the cross and splitting the curtain. The veil was separated, and we are able to walk right in there and speak with you. What a privilege. We love you, Lord. We thank you, and we praise you. Every night now, we're trying to get you at least 2 billion praises all around the world as they come from all over the world. And God, we pray that you bless this prayer line this morning. Bless our new awakening that you spoke to me and said that we were in a new awakening. Whereas in 1740, Jonathan Edwards led the great awakening. And now you've sent a new awakening, a spiritual shift. From the give me approach to you, to the thank you approach. We love you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you've done. We esteem you. We extol thee. And God, we give up the reins and ask you to take over. Let the Holy Ghost come in and take a full control of everything. Bless the people everywhere. We are compassionate and we do love them. And ask that you bountifully bless them. Don't let them leave the same way they've come. Bless our President, President Obama. Help him, Lord. In Jesus' name, he needs your help mightily.
Yes,
we pray for our Senate and for our Congress. Help our nation, God. Don't let the enemy have it. But help America.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Now, bless every person on this line. Heal every sick person. Raise every person down.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we pray that you give them the desires of your heart, of their hearts, excuse me, Lord, and bless them bountifully in Jesus' name. Now help every person who needs help. And we'll give you the praise and the honor shall be thine. We ask you properly according to the word of God. Jesus said, ask anything in his name, and he would do it. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Everything we've asked.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yes.
God, I made some requests of you this morning.
Oh, God.
I pray that you grant every one of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thank you for the personal.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
All the personal favor and all of the preferential treatment that you send to me and give to me. It is noticed very much by me. And let me say much obliged.
Thank you, Jesus.
for everything you've done, everything that you're doing, and for everything that you will do.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Glory to God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the line.
Good morning.
To the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. I know you.
Good morning, Lord.
Do something that most people don't do early in the morning like this. But he's been mighty good to you. You're awake, aren't you? You're alive, aren't you?
Yes.
Your name on that death.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you're alive, when I say praise check, that's the time to come on in heavily and show me where your praise is at.
Thank you.
Know, it's not to see if you got a praise. Everybody got a praise.
That's right.
And see what level your praise is on. All right? God bless you. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Lord,
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. And God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for allowing us last night on the block line where people came worldwide all over the world to give God over 2 billion praises. Went up to him last night, if not more. But we thank him for it, for the privilege of even allowing us to praise him like that. Yeah, thank God for all of you ambassadors on the line, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, of course, Ambassador Hagen, we've already acknowledged her. We appreciate her very much. And all of you ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, amen, as we move forward, thank you so much. Our ambassador-elect, Sister Gina, our special assistant, and the Arkansas delegation, Ambassador-elect Gail Stith, and Ambassador-elect Moore, all of you who are on the line. Of course, we do honor our protocol, our bishops, our superintendents, pastor, elders, and friends, and all of you. Mothers, I appreciate your prayers so very much. They helped me get through some very difficult times. It was for your prayers. Thank you so much. And God is so good. Thank God again for blessing me through your prayers. Amen. Blessing me with the new car. Amen. And I thank him for it. God is so, what I call, magnitudinous and multitudinously good. And thank him for it. God bless you. We're still in our revival. Amen. We've been reviving for quite some time here. And thank you for being with us. I wonder, is Bishop Bolden on the line? If you are,
yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
God bless you, Bishop. We're so happy and honored to have you this morning.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you who have been doing a wonderful job doing the revival. And they're not getting into calling names right now because we're going to Bishop in just a moment and let him just bless our hearts. Amen. Thank God for Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, who had a tremendous line last night. The youth prayer line was great. Amen. That was posted last night by Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, who did such a tremendous job in hosting the prayer line last night. It was great. Amen. We're moving up. All right. And Bishop, we just appreciate you. I want to just tell off on you. You've been there for us so many times. He said to me during our first convention, brother, we want to support you. Amen. All the way. And thank God. And I think Bishop Bolden was the first one who gave $1,000 for helping to support our convention. And we want to acknowledge that and appreciate him for that. He's not only been there with his time, but he's been there also with his finance. Amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you. God is blessing us in the ultra awesome way. Let me get a station identification first, and then we'll give it to Bishop Bolden. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen, Elder Scott, either one of them? Tell us where we're going and our listening audience. All right. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning. Yes, this is Ambassador Hagen, and we thank God for our Chief Ambassador, International Ambassador Johnson. Thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty. Thank God for Ambassador in her own right, Mother to the Nation, Mother Adelaide Johnson. We thank God, amen, for all of us, dear, all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, to all of the pastors, all the other broadcasters, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio here, npa.com, in the live studio. You can reach us message by dialing into the studio. We're live, and that is 347-934-0207, and we're being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Canada, Colombia, Costa Rico, Czechoslovakia, Russia, my God, Taiwan, Venezuela, Jordan, Portland, Mexico, oh my, Iraq, Iran, my God, just basically all over the world, China, you name it, India, they're all listening. Mama, we have more than, according to the stats, we have more than 90 million listeners, and we give God the praise. And we want to thank our Chief Ambassador for doing an outstanding job, an excellent job that is broadcasting, getting this message around the world. And we may God forever bless you. And the world is catching on. It is certainly a spiritual awakening. They're saying thank you, thank you, thank you in the banks. Thank you, thank you, thank you in the supermarkets. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my, even in churches now. And we thank God for continue to do what God has called you to do. We appreciate you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. I had a vision a couple of days ago, and God showed me the prayer line going to, he showed me a figure over 800 million listeners. And I want to work on that. Keep that in your prayers. God wouldn't have showed it to me if he wasn't going to bring it to pass.
Amen.
So I want all of you to be praying that God would do that. Because the people who are in the back countries of Africa listening today, and this is all the church they get all week long. And we want to reach others in the back parts of different countries everywhere, all over the world. But I saw 800 million listeners. Thank God for the 90 million. I don't want to make that small in any ways. But I want to thank God for he took us from 3 people to 90 million now. And but I saw 800. And so I'm going to pursue that in the name of Jesus. God bless you. All right. I want to certainly thank God for the first lady of this line, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson.
Amen.
Lady Betty Joyce Johnson.
Amen.
And for our mother to the nation, Mother Ellie Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother.
Amen.
Who's always on the line. Thank God for her.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Joyce. I didn't recognize that voice. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's me on here. Thank the Lord.
All right, Bishop Bolden, thank God for Lady Bolden, too, if she's with us. But we appreciate you, and you have been a mighty blessing to our prayer and praise line. As we go up, amen, we'll always remember that you had the initial part of our convention as well as this prayer line, and you made it, or you helped to make it possible. Thank you so much. The line is open to you, Bishop Bolden.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Are you there, Bishop? We had him earlier. Bishop Bowden, your line is open. And are you there? All right. I tell you what, until he comes back, let's go to the queue. And maybe somebody has a praise report. Let me try one more time. Bishop Bowden. Line is open to you, Bishop. Are you there? Bless you.
Q&A session started.
All right. Anybody here on the line, you have a praise report this morning. I'm opening up the praise report session to you. And let's get one or two, and then we'll check and see if Bishop is there now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Press star 6 and then 1 if you have a praise report as we move forward here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. I'll send you a praise report, Sister Charlotte Gray. The line is open to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is Charlotte's 816. My praise report is, how great is our God? How great is our God? I don't have time to worry or think about all that's going on. How great is our God? I wish I could hear my six-year-old sing that right now. How great our God? How great is our God? God, I just want to send a shout out to you and tell you I love you. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for loving me. God, I thank you, Lord. That's my praise for today. I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about discipleship. I'm excited about the Holy Ghost. I'm just excited about First Fruit Prayer Line, all the teachings and the revival. Our hope lies in Jesus. How great is our God? That is my testimony today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. That's Sister Charlotte Gray. All right. Let me get one more praise report, and Bishop will come to you after Mother Adley Johnson. Amen. The mother to the nation. Mother, the line is open to you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to Bishop Bowler, and to all of you on the prayer line. I'm just so happy and glad this morning that I'm a part of the prayer line. Glad because the Lord gave me a wonderful night of rest, woke me up on time for the prayer line. I tell you, he touched me and just woke me up immediately. And I just thank God because I'm one of his today. I thank God for Bishop Bowden being on the line. And I praise and honor the Lord because he's so good to me. I went to the doctor on yesterday, and God got a wonderful report. And I praise him and honor him because I know it's no one but the Lord looking out for me. I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. And God bless each of you. Bless you.
Hey, Mom. Amen. That's my 94-year-old mother. Thank God for her. All right, Bishop Bowden, we've opened the line up. Take about 20 minutes and bless our hearts. Thank you. The line is open to you.
Bless you.
Bishop Bowden, are you
there? Yes, sir. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Like I was saying earlier before my signal dropped, is I wanted to make sure I thank Bishop-elect Johnson for the opportunity to speak. I want everyone to understand that when the Holy Spirit spoke to my wife and I to support this, we supported it because of fasting and praying, and God shows us that everything that Bishop-elect Johnson has been stating is manifesting. I want to let you know that the first year that we did this, our baby boy had just been playing the keyboards, I think probably about 6 months. And what happened was he came there, and you remember he was very supportive of the music department. He got out there and worked, and when they had practice, he was there. Well, I want you to know God has opened doors tremendously for him. He's now playing for people like John P. Key, Alexis Spikes. He's being requested to fly different places. He went to 1 year of college, and now he's going online to get his degree in biblical studies. So I thank God for that, Bishop-elect Johnson, because you've opened up the door that our seed is being blessed, and our son that we love so dearly is growing tremendously through this praise. As you know, a billion praises is very important because the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people, which means when you open up your mouth to him, he's going to do the rest. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about side effects. I want everyone on this line to realize that what you're doing is not in vain. What you're doing is not in vain. There are side effects. Whenever we go to the doctor or we take vitamins, me myself, I take vitamins and work out. And one thing about it, that's a side effect to taking vitamins. If you don't take the vitamin, your energy level drops. If you do take the vitamin, your energy level goes up. And different parts of your body feed off the side effects of that vitamin. Well, that's some side effects that we have for having a relationship with Christ. And one word for that side effect is authority. Everyone that's on this line, everybody who's listening in, you have authority. You have authority over Satan. You have authority over every obstacle in your life. And that's one of the major side effects. Jesus sent us forth into the world. And when he did, he sent us forth in the world to do works. And he said, greater works shall we do. That's a side effect. When you on this line praying, or when you up and you call on the name of Jesus, and you telling the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, that's a side effect, because the atmosphere automatically becomes subject to you. The side effect of being close to Jesus is that the atmosphere will become subject to you. That means no matter what storm you have, God will and God can transform the situation. Now, let's look at some of the things that it says here when it deals with side effects. In Mark 1:27, it says, and they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? But with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters on this line. You have so much authority through these side effects that when your body is aching, it's like Mother Johnson said earlier, you know, when she was sick, she commanded her body to line up. And the power of life and death is in the tongue. Whatever we speak, it shall come to pass, whether it be negative or positive. That's why it's so important to get the word of God in you. I've been really, really teaching real strong at EMC lately the importance of fasting and praying. And I want us to understand we do not have a choice in this matter. Here's what the Bible says. He says, when you fast. Now, my understanding is that when someone says, when you fast, that means it's a definite. If you remember well, and I know I remember well, my mom and dad raised 23 kids. But when they say, when you get up in the morning, you better fix that bed. There was no choice in the matter of whether you fixed the bed or not. So when Christ said, when you fast, you've got to fast. You've got to pray. We're dealing with a different kind in this generation and in this season. And too many times we look at the outside of the person when it's the inside we should be focusing on. The authority that we have through the side effects that God has given us is so prevalent. Watch what it says in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 17 says, And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Notice what I said, through thy name, the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And the only way that we can ever have the authority and flow in the authority is to realize who we are, whose we are, and what we have the capability of doing. It goes on and said, he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. In other words, what you have to understand is that Jesus Christ, whom we serve, whom we worship, whom we love, who died for our sins, who rose on the third day, saw Satan get fired. You know, I tell a lot of people when I go do revivals across the country, I say the problem with us is we're submitting to a devil that was fired. You know, here's a person that lost their job, got kicked out of heaven, and then God replaced us and put us in the place of him. We're the ones supposed to worship him now because he used to be the worshiper, but now our job is to worship him. And too many times we lose the fact of the side effects that we have over the devil. When you're going through your trials and your heartaches and your family is being oppressed, when you feel like you're unable to accomplish the task that God has told you to do, understand that there are side effects for obedience. It goes on and said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, watch this, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. No matter what you're going through, nothing shall by any means destroy you, hurt you. God's hand is on you. We're secure in the power of the Holy Ghost. With a repentant life, fasting and praying, recognizing who we are, recognizing the side effects. When you get up in the morning, these 6 o'clock in the mornings that you all get up, you got to realize that's authority in that. God is saying, look, I can count on the prayer line. I can count on them to intercede for people that they don't know. I can count on them no matter how they feel, that they get up and they get their phones on. I can count on them because people are going to get delivered. You would be surprised how many people are being delivered through intercessory prayer that you're doing on this line. It's going all over the place. I talk about it everywhere I go. I'm part of a prayer group here in the city of Jacksonville where a lot of the preachers get together. And as you know, I'm a city councilman here. And I tell them all, I say, you know, this is the prayer line. Call it in sometime. Get that word in the morning. You need it. We got an election going on right now. Trying to pick a new governor. I'm involved in that. I'm involved in a new mayor. We're trying to get to find out if we're going to get a new mayor. But it takes prayer and fasting for God to place in authority whom he wants in the authority seat. And that's the side effect that we have as Christians. I heard Bishop-elect Johnson praying earlier, and he was praying about for the President of the United States and things of that nature. Understand this. Nobody runs this country but God. I got to repeat that. Nobody runs this country but God. No matter how bad it looks, no matter what, Ebola, all that, God is still in control. Do not be to the point you give up. Realize there's side effects. The Bible says this, contend for the faith. Now, contending means fight for it. You got to fight for the faith. You got to get in that word. You got to fast and pray. You got to believe who you are. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a side effect. No matter what your background is, some of you all in this line may have had horrible backgrounds. I don't know what your background may have been. Some of you all may have been crackheads, may have been prostitutes on the street, may have been liars, biters, whatever. But God has transformed your life. And that's because you were fearfully and wonderfully made. From the very time that your daddy's sperm met mama's egg, God said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It doesn't matter the mistakes you've made in the past. Realize a side effect of being close to Jesus Christ is realizing that I am an overcomer. Now, one other thing I want to cover is that we have to understand that no matter what we're going through on this level, and what I mean is in the earth realm, is that where our physical body is not where our spiritual body is. Here's what it says here. It says in Ephesians 2:6, it says, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. And that's very important. You focus on that. In heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Understand this. No matter where your physical body is, your spiritual body is seated in heavenly places. And that means that we have authority over the devil. The devil is under our feet. And using the name of Jesus, their side effects let us know that it doesn't matter what's going on, we are victorious. We are winners. Nobody can take my peace, my joy, because God has given it to me. God has given me the authority to exercise it through faith. Because when you have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, now understand that you don't have to have the whole mustard seed, but a grain of it. And we all know that a mustard seed is already small. But here's what the Bible says, a grain of mustard seed, and speak to your situation, whatever that mountain is in your life, whether it be whether it be financial problems, whether it be health problems, whatever.